Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern, where we're hoping that Hurricane Irene does not hit us. And I have got my friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself, on with us from ProfitableStorytelling.com. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello to you, Gina. Boy, we just had a powerful storm ourselves here, but nothing like what is coming your way. But I just keep visioning you safe.
Well, they keep predicting it's going further and further east. So I think we may actually stay here and not try and leave.
Well, whatever works, you'll know. If you need to leave, I'm sure you will hear and see and feel all the clients.
Oh, yeah, we're not risking anything. If it looks like it's going to hit anywhere near here, we're out of here.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Molly just brought over her cup for her food. I guess she's telling me she thinks she needs more breakfast than she already had. You're very silly, Miss Mutt.
Well, why don't I let you go ahead and introduce our guest today, Rhonda?
I will now. We had a power outage for a bit, and I've had my computer off. So I hope if you can unmute Frank in the console.
I already did that.
Oh, okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure because I don't have a computer on at the moment.
yeah, we're good.
Anyway, our guest today, and I'm really excited about his latest project, and he and Frank only gets involved in high-quality people and projects. So it's great to have him here with us today. And Frank Sousa has been responsible, along with some other people, of course, for bringing some terrific tools in the world. He was the co-creator of Traffic Geyser, which is a terrific system to let you spread videos and other content around the web very easily without all the back and forth in and out that usually have been involved with it. And now he has something brand new that we'll talk about today on our show. And it's just now starting, so we're going to be one of the first places that he will be sharing Easy Money Bots with us. So Frank is a person that has a lot of passion and heart and definitely builds all of his businesses through the power of relationships. And he will be the first to tell you that you can't get anywhere in your business without developing strong relationships with people. And
it would be the first to tell you that, yes.
Yes, and he calls daughters as well. So, Frank, welcome, and thank you for being with us on our show.
Thank you, Rhonda. It's actually kind of great to be here with two special ladies that I think the world of.
Well, and Frank is definitely someone that both Rhonda and I call friend, and is just an all-around great guy who I am really always proud to bring to my listeners, my students, and my world, because he's a really amazing example of what relationship marketing really is all about.
That's right.
Well, you talked about Frank, relationships, and that's, I mean, what you and I met on a cruise, didn't we, the first time?
We sure did.
Wasn't that on
through
one of
Holly Cotter
cruises? And then Rhonda met at
nice,
a JP
small,
Averty event.
A nice, small, intimate group, that cruise.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. It's fun now, but much bigger.
It is. Much, much bigger. There were only, 15 or 20 couples, I think, on that cruise that time.
Oh, I think there was less than that, but whatever.
There weren't
whatever.
Very
we,
many
we got
of
to
us,
meet,
that's
we got to
sure.
eat together, we got to share, play games, and just have fun. And that's really what relationship's all about.
And it makes it so much more fun to build your business when you're doing it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Easier, more fun, and more interesting for the people on the receiving end as well, because it's always good to hear from more than one voice. And it also, when you get the opportunity to model what it is like to build business through relationships for your students, your clients, and so forth, it also helps them get better and quicker results with their own business because they're learning how not to be the Lone Ranger, but how to find the perfect strategic partners.
Well, you can't be everything in business. You can't be a developer and a programmer and an advertiser and all these things. You just cannot have the right talent to do all of the different things that need to be done. You know, I was thinking back, you mentioned that I was the co-developer of Traffic Geyser, which is exactly right. Mike Koenigs and I met at an event, at a JV Alert event. And by the way, there's one coming up in just a few weeks, too. I'd love to share that with you guys. But anyway, we were having lunch or dinner together, and he was telling me about all of this really great stuff that he was getting by putting videos out over the YouTube and all of these different places. And he's getting first-page listings, he's getting traffic and making sales, making tons of money. But he says the only problem with that is that it takes so long to submit all these videos. And I said, well, Mike, why don't we create a program on a server someplace where we can just send the video to the server and then it'll send it out to all these different places in the background automatically. He liked the idea. And it took about a month. We had a prototype working, and in just a few months, we were able to go live with it. And, of course, we built that into a multi-million-dollar company. I sold my interest to Mike and Rocket about a year ago for a pretty good amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They've taken it on, and they've just gone crazy. But, you see, Mike had the marketing experience that I lacked. I had the development experience that he lacked, and
right.
We were able to put together quite a system. I met Mark Hendricks at an event one time, and I had an idea for a software program. Again, he was the marketer. We put it together. We became partners, and we sold a secret money generator for several years. Did very, very well with that. And you know, just look at the relationships that go on. I met one of our customers there, her name was Becky Dielman, and we met her when she came to one of our live events. She since went on, she was the brains actually behind Mike Filsaime's Butterfly Marketing, and now she's the brains behind Easy Money Bots. Again, just relationships and working together with people. She's absolutely doing a fantastic job. I have a programmer, too. But Becky is the chief technical officer of the company, and she's doing absolutely wonderful.
And another really neat lady who really gets what relationship marketing is all about.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about Easy Money Bots, Frank?
No.
No?
Yes,
of
course.
Okay. It'll be very short, so.
This is a technique, a system that I learned from a young stay-at-home mom quite a few years ago. And she became a millionaire by giving away ebooks. And in those ebooks, of course, there's affiliate links for various products that she's recommending. Now, you can take and write your own ebook about pretty much any subject that you want, and that way you're going to be the expert, or you can get a PLR private label rights ebook, and there are several sources that we can direct you to. Or just do a Google search on the net for PLR, and you'll find tons and tons of content. You can take that content, you rewrite it so that it's yours, make it unique. And in that content, you're looking for various things that you can recommend, affiliate programs. Go to ClickBank, go to different places where you can get affiliate links, stuff like that. And then in the real secret to the money is in the back end. On the back page, typically, you'd put something like, how would you like to make money by giving away this ebook? And you allow people to go in and put their affiliate links into your ebook and pass that out. Now, you're not going to do that for free. You're going to charge them, I'm suggesting, $37. And then they pass out the ebook. And the real key to this now is that even though they're collecting branding rights, they're collecting affiliate commissions on these various products now that are in there, anytime anybody that gets one of those books wants to brand it, you get the money. So say you only passed it out to two people. You've seen the progressions. Those two people pass it out. Now you got four out there. And then those two people pass it out. Now you got eight. And so on, pretty soon you've got thousands of people giving away these ebooks. But every time somebody brands it, you're the one that gets the money for it. And so what is Easy Money Bots? Easy Money Bots is the software program that manages this whole thing. When I learned this technique from Stephanie, she had some software that she'd had developed for her. And it was okay, but you had to download the software, you had to learn how to use it, you had to install it on your computer, and it was just a real pain. So what we've done is we put the whole thing up on the net. You fill in a few forms, push a button, and your book is ready to go. We host the book for you. We do everything for you. And we've got quite a bit of training, too, and we're working on more. So it's a powerful, powerful system. I built it as I have all my projects. I built them for me and as an afterthought, honestly. It was a matter of, well, let's put it up for sale and make it available to other people. So that, in a nutshell, is what Easy Money Bots is all about. And as you say, we're just getting it off the ground. We opened it up last week, but we really have done very little marketing at this point. You're the first.
Love it.
Wow, that's great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you perceive the audience to be that's really going to benefit from Easy Money Bots?
Pretty much anybody who could use a little extra money or a lot of extra money. Like I say, Stephanie became a millionaire through this technique. She put out a lot of e-books. You don't have to be a technical genius. You don't have to be a guru. So, I would say pretty much anybody that could use a little extra money.
Nice. That's a nice audience.
Yeah.
I love that audience. I want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good way for me to be able to help people. And
it really is. And how do relationships play into this?
Well, that's a good question, and I can answer that in a couple of different ways. Relationships play into it because, let's say, you brand the book. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to give that book to people who you know. So you've built a relationship with those people, and then those people are going to give it to other people that they built a relationship with, and so on and so on. So that's one way. The other way, a different type of a I can't talk here. A different type of a definition would be that by putting out these ebooks, you become the obvious expert in whatever area that you're looking at. Oh, by the way, we have a cover creator too,
which
you can create your own covers.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
I love your cover creator, and one of the things I was playing with, and I made a membership card, and they have inside of the cover creator, you can make everything from you know, the usual obvious things like software cases and binders and covers and CDs and blah, 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 but also membership cards, even a multiple type of a CD where instead of there just being one, there's like a three on laying down, one standing up type of thing, and all kinds of different configurations, DVD cases.
The
because it has a blank that makes it look like a credit card, and you can put whatever kind of background and graphics that you want on it, and then it comes out looking like a credit card. But you've designed the entire thing, which is really easy. I did it in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, easily. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, I really, really like that. A very, very powerful thing. You can make it look like a CD cover, an e-book, you know, that's sort of bent, or you make it look like a hardcover book or anything you want. Put your own pictures on it or use the ones that we give you.
And I have a similar cover creator type of program that I bought, but yours, first of all, is easier and it has more options to it. And one of the things I like is the, like, if you wanted to make a book and then have something written on the spine, it's easier to use it your way than the other thing that I've had. So, you know,
it is very easy
to use to make your own covers. And then branding having the book available for branding is as easy as putting in a little code around where you would want that link to be so that somebody can pick up your book and put their affiliate links in there. One of the powerful ways that I see for using this is being able to use this for, instead of your free report type of a thing, just being a normal free report, why not make it that kind of a book, encourage people to go ahead and pass it around, and then have the availability for branding in there for a small fee or whatever, but encourage people to pass that around, and you can then end up with you know, more people knowing about what you're doing and more people being affiliates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It can be a sales piece for you. But let's just say, in fact, I do have one of the early adopters of this system. He's a landscape artist, and he's designed golf courses and things like that. So he's written a little book about how to take care of your lawn, how to get you know, really nice-looking lawns and stuff like that. And, of course, inside, he's going to be he's not quite done with the book yet. He's going to be recommending various products and things like that. So if I know my brother has an ugly lawn, I can give him that book. And anytime he buys any of the products out of that book, I'm going to make a commission on it. It's, you know, that it's called viral marketing, of course. That's we've all heard the name many, many times. It's viral marketing. And it's a powerful, powerful tool. The thing is that it doesn't take expertise. You don't have to. Oh, by the way, there's a whole, I've got a list in there of, I don't know how many, but a whole bunch of different places where you can submit this book. There are ebook directories and things like that. And I'm working on some other places that ways to drive traffic to get your book distributed out to a whole bunch of different places. I put up an ebook 3 or 4 weeks ago, and now I'm getting about 100 visits a day. And I'll be getting more as I continue to promote it. So we talk about how to promote your ebook too. You can't just you can do more, let's say, than just give it to two or three people.
Oh,
fantastic!
Yeah, it really is, and it's going to build trust in people who receive it from you that there are, you know, your good content and the recommendations based on that content, and you're giving that to people and.
Mm-hmm.
Letting them have access to it, and that's always a good thing to build that know, like, and trust factor that is so important, especially today.
Certainly is. That's building that reputation. And, of course, as your reputation builds, so do your relationships.
So they can use any of the 10 books that come with it, or they can create their own?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I forgot to tell you that. I give away 10 books that you can rewrite and do whatever you want, just for a starter. Yeah. Write your own. It's very simple. I use Microsoft Word. So you, inside of it, you can put pictures. You can, you know, of course, you put your affiliate links. There's a special way that you do it. We don't need to go into the details. So that the software recognizes it and allows you to change whoever brands it to put their affiliate links in it. But, just use Microsoft Word and save it as a PDF file.
Yep,
easy.
It's very easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's,
now, the 10 books that they get with it, what niches are those in?
You know, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. This is what happens when you get old.
I'm going to go see if I can find it. I'm sure it's there somewhere.
They're all
there. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Oh, here it is. I actually found it.
Oh, good.
They include subjects like home decor, organic gardening, lawn care, homeschool, travel, golf, anti-aging. Man, those are great markets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. But,
really
you
great
know, markets. Something to get you started, but there's so many more available, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. If somebody really wanted to work hard on this, they could easily put up one or two of these money bots every single day.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not something that's going to make you rich overnight. I will not make that claim at all, but this is something that over time will build and build, and as these things begin to get spread out more and more and more and more, you couldn't shut off the money if you wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
Sure.
Now you've got, over time, you've got thousands of people passing out that message for you. And every time somebody brands that book, you get paid for it. That's the beauty of it.
Well, you know, back in 2003, 2004, when I was a JV broker, I made some of my money as a JV broker, most of it, actually.
Yeah.
But I also had a number of different things I did in a lot of different niches, most of them hobby-oriented, one in crocheting, one in flower arranging. And all I did was to create little PDF ebooks that I put out there.
Yeah.
Some of them generated leads that I then sold to hobby stores. Others sold products through an affiliate link. And the combination of those things would make me money on top of the sales of the ebook. Well,
sure. When
I finally decided to get out of that, I decided I would just put the ebooks out for free. I still get sales and make money from the ebooks that I've had out since 2003, 2004.
Well, you know, stop and think about this for a minute. And it doesn't make any difference if you got a job and you're working for any kind of a wage. There's only so much money you can make because you can only work so many hours in a day. I mean, you're limited. You can only work so much. Nobody ever got rich by their own efforts. What you need to do is you need to multiply yourself somehow. You know, and sometimes that means hiring more employees. Yuck. I don't like that.
Right.
I've been there, done that. Sometimes it means, that you franchise what you're doing. You know, lots of different. Look at how Ray Kroc became a millionaire with McDonald's, you know, by putting out all of these different franchises. Or it means putting up a website that generates money for you automatically, or putting out an ebook that generates money for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Something that allows you to multiply your efforts. And that's how you make money. This afternoon, in fact, as soon as we get off the call here, I'm headed over to pick up my grandkids, and we're going to a theme park. We're going to ride roller coasters and have some fun. But I'll have money coming in while I'm over there playing on the rides because we've got various money-making things out there on the Internet. So I like that.
Rough life, Frank.
What's that?
Rough life.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You work so hard.
Well, I do when I work, and when I, you know, the point is that I don't have to work every day. I can take time off whenever I want to. I've got enough money coming in that I can travel the world, actually. Next year, Carol and I are going on a European cruise. In October, we're going on a Mexican cruise for my birthday with one of my adopted daughters that I collect.
Wow, and last year you went diving. Frank's a master diver in the Great Barrier Reef.
My lifelong dream was to dive on the Great Barrier Reef. Yeah, I took a liverboard dive trip, swimming with all sorts of wonderful creatures.
Wow, fantastic. Well, I want to go back to the question that I asked earlier that we never really got to finish, and that was, how do relationships play into Easy Money Bots and using Easy Money Bots to make you money? You started giving the answer, and then we went into talking about the PDF cover generators and whatnot mm-hmm. that you've got in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's a tool that can make you the expert. And, I could answer that in two or three different ways, but as this gets passed out more and more and more and more people see you, you know, on this first ebook that I put out, I put my picture in the front of it with the red shirt. Every publicity photo that I do, I'm wearing the same red shirt, and, you know, to help to brand me. So it builds me as the expert, which, of course, I want to be because I want to help people. And relationships, as I can help people, I'm building relationships with them, too. It gives me the freedom. Last October, I'm going to tell you a little story about Sarah. October, my brother-in-law died, and we went across the state. I'm in eastern Washington, and she was living in Seattle. Went to the funeral there and really met her for the first time and found what a heart they had for foster children. They had 7 foster daughters. Well, they didn't have any, very little money coming in. Sarah was really, really struggling. So Carol, my wife Carol, and I moved them over here. We were able to give them a house that they can live in, and we helped to support them now. And talk about relationships. Oh, my goodness. I got 7 new daughters here, and they love
Wow.
Frank, and their Uncle Frank loves them very, very, very much.
Yeah.
And those are the, you know, you can build relationships when you got a little extra time and you got a little extra money. We are able to give more. I just think back, I was probably 22, 23 years old or something like that, and had this conversation with myself. I think we all have this conversation at one time or other. And it basically went, hey, myself, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? I was working in a shipyard. It can get cold and miserable, and you definitely don't want to work in a shipyard for the rest of your life. And the answer came back, well, I don't know what I want to do with the rest of my life, but I know that I want to help people. Somewhere along the way, I wanted something that I could do to help people, and now, thanks to the Internet, I have exactly that. I can take my grandkids to... on cruises, I can take them up to ride roller coasters and things like that. I can help Sarah. We give a lot to our church. Those are the types of things you can do when you get residual income.
Yeah.
And relationships.
That answers your question?
It does. And you've really mm-hmm. used relationships at so many different levels in your business and in your life. You know, in the past, mm-hmm. you and I have talked about your participation in the Shriners as a clown. And while you've always done things that make you money, really healthy income levels in your business, you always mm-hmm. come from a place of service. And for you, it's always about the people first, and the money really will follow. And you are really a master of that. And I think,
well, thank you.
Especially in today's economy, where so many people are struggling and don't necessarily make enough money to even put food on the table and pay their bills, it's really hard for them to truly give at the level that you're used to giving, because they come from this place of scarcity and lack, and they don't have enough for themselves, so how can they give to other people? Can you talk a little bit about that for a little bit? How can someone overcome that mindset issue?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I think one of the things, you just hit it right on the head, though, is that you need to look at somehow, whatever you're doing, it has to help people. In other words, they're not going to go out and buy anything unless somewhere along the way they think that it's going to help them. By helping them, I mean it might be a game that they're going to have fun with. It could be any number of things. But somewhere along the way, it's going to solve some kind of an issue in their life. And I guess, you know, let's take the ebook thing again. Let's go back to ebooks. Somebody is looking for a particular subject, right? They're looking to have a better lawn. They're looking to make more money. They're looking to cure gout or something. And so we want to look at their pain, and we want to say, well, what can we do to help? It might be that we research. We dig through the Internet, and we find a bunch of different articles about that particular subject. We rewrite it and make it ours. And then we put it up there. Yeah, we're going to make money with it, but we put it up there to help people solve a particular problem. That was a tough question to answer. I hope that helped.
That does help. And you've also really mastered understanding that you really need lots of different kinds of relationships. You have your relationships with your prospects and customers. You also have your relationships with your affiliates and JV partners. And they really are very different kinds of relationships. Which one helps you build your business faster in the end?
Which one?
Well, yeah, what do you focus on? I mean, many of my students are really stumped by this. Do they go out and spend all their time and energy going out and getting prospects and customers? Do they spend all their time getting affiliates and JV partners? You manage to do both well.
I guess the answer, you're throwing me for a loop here, because I hadn't really considered that before. But I look at my own life, my own business. What is the number one thing? And I would have to say the partnerships that I formed with people like you, people like Mark Hendricks with Secret Money Jenner, with Mike Koenigs and Rocket Hellstrom, with Traffic Geyser. I mean, I went out and I found partners there that are working with me in this business. Now I've got Becky working with me in the Easy Money Bot. And, you know, they can fill in areas where I'm weak, and I can fill in areas where they're weak. And so together we're two of us together are much stronger than two of us separate. So,
and
yeah, that would be,
I think, your
number
partnerships,
one.
Part of what makes your partnerships so powerful is that you're working with other people to really make that much more of a difference for your customers and prospects together than you ever could have made on your own.
Right.
Absolutely. If you do the math, 1 + 1 = 4.
Exactly.
Right. Synergy.
Exactly.
Synergy, yes.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
Exactly, Rhonda.
Synergy.
Mm-hmm.
Synergy, which is Buckminster Fuller talked a lot about that. The most basic way to talk about it is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. But what it really means is, go back to our Traffic Geyser example from earlier, and I said that Frank was the co-creator, which was accurate, and because he may not have had the idea had not Mike Koenigs come up and said, you know, gosh, this video stuff's great, but it takes too doggone much time. And Frank goes, oh, I think I have a solution, and together they come up with it, and they each add their particular expertise, right? The same thing with Sleeping Money Bosses. You took a system that Stephanie had used, and she had some software that was just okay, and I know the kind of stuff you're talking about. You know, you got to download something, and then you got to have a tutorial to show people how to do it and blah, 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 and it's kind of a pain, you know. So then you have this taking your expertise and creating a campaign-based system with better software to go behind it, right? So there's all these type of things where the partnerships are what really where the strength comes from, and that is so much more powerful. It's just like in nature, there are certain plants and nutrients in the body and so forth that work together, and if you just have one without the other enhancer, I mean, you'll have a good effect, but not near as good as if you had the two things together synergistically helping each other out. And that's really what you want in your business is you find the type of strategic partners that have something that you don't need to have to create it yourself when you have the partner who has that particular skill. And by combining your efforts, it's so much more powerful.
Right. And you just reminded me of something, too. I mean, where do you find these people? And I would say you go to internet marketing events. I travel to a lot of them. My very good friend Ken MacArthur, which is where I met you, Rhonda, is putting on a JV Alert event in San Diego on the 16th, 17th, and 18th of this month. And I would strongly suggest anybody listening that they try very hard to get to that event. It's fantastic. It's all about building relationships. Ken is a master at building relationships, a very, very good friend of mine now. I just talked to him this morning, actually, because the video on his website was down, but it's jvalertlive.com. And there's other events. I know there's one going on in Salt Lake City also the following weekend, and I'm going to that one. I just got an invitation to that one just the other day from Kirk Christensen, another pretty well-known internet marketing guy and a good friend. That's where you build these relationships. That's where you get to know people. You can share ideas. Again, just sharing ideas is such a great thing. You might mention one little detail or something, and just like Mike talking about his problem. And, oh, hey, I got a solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very important. Marketers Cruise, marketerscruise.com. About 300 of us now that go every January on a cruise to the Caribbean.
And I am bound and determined to not break my ankle and be on this year's cruise.
Good. Good.
Bound and determined.
So how's Bill? I haven't heard much from Bill.
Bill is doing well. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out in Florida at the moment. We're in between motorhome and being very frustrated by the fact that we are not roving maniacs like we usually are.
Yeah.
So he's very anxious to get back on the road. Very anxious.
Mm. Well,
so hopefully we're back on the road in the spring.
I'm looking forward to seeing him again one of these days.
Well, he is very much looking forward to seeing you and Carol again as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing.
So,
Rhonda, talk about being at live events. I wonder if Traffic Geyser would have ever come about if you hadn't kind of met at a live event and talked it over. Even if you guys knew each other or whatever, you just have to wonder, there's something about being face-to-face with people, and it really amps up the relationship to a much higher level, much more quickly, is what I've noticed.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you know people online, even if you call them, even if you do the other kinds of things, you know, that would nurture a good relationship, but just being at a live event and meeting each other, it's such a different thing, and it's so much fun. Or even a couple of people I've met at airports in between. It was so funny. One person, I knew him, but I had a chance to meet Pete Conolicchio because as I was passing through to go to the last JV Alert, he said, well, can we meet at the airport? and he wanted to loan me a piece of equipment to try out and different things, and so we did that, and it was just so much fun to be in person instead of only over the phone and only over the internet. So all those things really make a difference, that those live events are going to take it to a new level. And I had such a good time with that. Last event.
You reminded me of another one, too.
Yeah.
You remember Sterling Valentine?
Oh, I sure do.
Well, at the very first JV Alert, I was in Philadelphia, and there was Ken MacArthur talks about this all the time. Three guys sitting on a couch, Ken MacArthur,
uh-huh.
Sterling Valentine, and Frank Sousa.
Uh-huh.
And through some just masterminding and talking, we came up with a couple things. Number one, that's where JV Alert started, and, you know, it became, what did they do, three a year, I think? But
yep.
Sterling, we challenged Sterling. We said, what could you do to generate $100,000 in 90 days?
Mm-hmm.
And he traveled around the country interviewing, doing videos of different internet marketing people, how they make money, what do they do. I was fortunate to be one of those people. And he made himself $100,000 in 90 days. But it all started from that relationship. It all started from one conversation on a couch. In fact, making his first videos that he did was in my bedroom at one of the events that we were
Oh, goodness gracious,
at.
Frank, I remember that. When we do JV Alert in Orlando, Frank and Carol oftentimes host a party at a house that they rent in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And when Sterling was getting that off the ground, the first interviews he did, he set up a video and lights and the whole nine yards in their bedroom at that party. Wow, that was a great time.
Yep. Yeah, Jeff Diedrich was one of the guys that he interviewed there. Me, Ken, of course. I don't remember. I think Mike Filsaint was there. I could be wrong on that, but I think he was there. Some other pretty well-known marketing people.
And David Garfinkel was there with Joe Robeson and Carl Galletti. And Sterling and I were in the room doing the interview with the three kings of copywriting at that party.
Yeah.
That was a cool interview, Frank. That was a really cool interview.
Actually, David and I were going to take his copywriting templates and turn that into a software program, but we never quite...
Did you know he finally did it?
Did he? Well,
he did.
Yes and no. Yes and no. Not the way we originally... Yeah, I've seen what he's done, but it's not like what we'd originally done. But again, you know, that was a relationship. I can still call him on the phone and talk to him as a friend.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Those parties are a good example of what I mean about you. You know, how many people do that kind of a party? It's a big party. Everybody at JV Alert shows up and just hangs out for the whole night.
Yeah, bring your bathing suit.
Yep, Carol cooks. They've got, you know, drinks, beer, wine, whatever.
Her world-famous potato salad, remember that?
Oh, man, her potato salad is outstanding. And why do you do that? You do that just to serve the people and just to get to know people. But, boy, has that really contributed in a big way to your success, don't you think?
Well, it certainly hasn't hurt.
Well, I think the majority of your initial JV partners for Traffic Geyser came straight out of those parties.
Oh, no question about that. No question about that. But either that or at a lunch or a dinner somewhere.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like
when
Mike
Frank
and I,
goes to these events, you know every person in the room by the time the event is over.
I try to.
You do a good job at it.
I was thinking... The traffic guys are saying again, it was at Dave and Buster's restaurant in Philadelphia. I remember.
And do you know who set that dinner up?
You?
Bill.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Cool.
Bill really wanted to have a whole group get together and set up this dinner for the last night of JV Alert and got everybody together to go as a group. In fact, I even remember you and Mike Koenig making notes on a napkin at that dinner.
Exactly. I wish I'd saved that napkin. I didn't.
That would be a very valuable napkin, I'll tell you what.
I think so. I mean, you know, Traffic Geyser now is making billions and billions. Mike, actually, I'm going to see his new facility here in a couple of weeks when I'm down there in San Diego. I can't wait to see that, to see the people. He's got so much more of a bigger team now. And again, you know, that's one of the things. I don't want to have a lot of employees. I don't want the headaches of a great, big, huge organization. And Mike has done a very good job of it. That's what he's got. And, you know, I'm thrilled for him. I'm glad that I was able not to.
Exactly. Nice to have those choices and that level of freedom, right? That you can say, that's great. I don't choose that for me, but, you know, more power to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I still get a income from Traffic Geyser, but, you know, I just sold my ownership, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I still use in my teaching is something I'm not sure you'll even remember. Several years ago at one of the JV Alerts, you had shared with me a CD recording of you talking about podcasts and the power of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that recording came from a radio show interview that you had done with someone else. Right now, because we're in between motorhomes, we have very few possessions with us. Most of them are in storage. One of the few things that I have with me is that CD-ROM of that recording because I still use it in my teaching every day.
Right.
And what I heard from you in that recording is very instrumental in creating my latest product, which is called My Instant Video. It's a WordPress plugin that takes the content of your blog, turns it into audio, and turns it into video, all automated. And it takes your audio.
Was it? I'm sorry.
Say that.
That sounds awesome.
Yes, it was a recording you did with Scott Patton, correct?
Yeah, okay, I remember.
And it takes your audios, puts them into an audio podcast. Your videos puts them into a video podcast. So now your blog has three feeds, your regular WordPress one, the audio podcast, the video podcast. And then it also adds a fourth feed that's multimedia that has audio, video, text, and images all in one single feed. And that's brand new. I've only had it out a couple of weeks. But it's very much because of that recording from you and Scott about the power of podcasts.
No kidding. Wow. Wow, he'd like to know that too. I'll pass that on to him.
Please do it, and I would love to gift you guys a membership in My Instant Video so that both of you can use it as well.
Please, by all means.
I will send you the details.
Wow, great.
I'll tell you from an SEO perspective, the power of that thing is just incredible. Rhonda's one of our initial beta testers. Rhonda, what kind of results do you see because of it?
I'm just dominating Google in, you know, a whole bunch of terms, and, you know, it's just really phenomenal to have a tool. It makes it easy to do things. It's automated, a lot of it, and yet you can customize stuff if you want to, and I just love the fact that, Steve, it's funny, Gina, because you and Steve and I all met when we were working on a project for someone else that we're not working with any longer. And yet we have continued to be in each other's world in a whole different way than initially what was happening. And that was one of the things where Steve, your wizard, the high wizard of WordPress, just does amazing things. with WordPress-related tools, themes and plugins and so forth, and I do love my instant video.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It is.
Well, and I would imagine that if you were to combine using my instant video with using Easy Money Bots, man, that would be a really powerful system. The nice thing about my instant video is it makes it really easy to get lots of traffic. But traffic by itself isn't going to do any good. You've got to do something with that traffic, convert them to something else. And if you use Easy Money Bots to help you with the conversion for building a list and getting people to the product, to the pages that make you money, now you've got a wiki combination.
Send them to your ebook page and have them download ebooks. You know, it's going to make money for you. Absolutely.
No, yeah, right.
Exactly.
An article that goes onto your blog, right? Have the call to action be getting an ebook that solves a particular problem for people. Make that ebook with the Easy Money Bots inside of that ebook is an invitation. Of course, all the different links and the solutions that you provide and so forth, but also that invitation to create their own branded version with their own affiliate links.
Right.
And how powerful is that? Now you have the video, which you can then turn around and put up on YouTube, or if you're a Traffic Geyser member, you know, spool it out through Traffic Geyser and use that to generate all the traffic to come for that ebook.
Yeah, it's funny as you were saying that, Rhonda, a song that I used to hear when I was a little kid was just going through my head. And I'm not going to sing the whole song for you, but it's just basically, and the green grass grows all around, and the green grass grows all around.
I haven't thought
of that or heard that song since I was maybe 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, I love that.
But it all works together. It all goes, it all works together. And, you know, something that I see so often, and I would caution people, the reason so many people struggle to make money online is because they buy these programs and they never do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to do it. You have to do it. Don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of failing.
That's absolutely
do
true.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything, you've got to be able to take action. And, you know, and here's the thing. We actually have all kinds of different people who are starting a business, and there are even some people who are actually afraid of making money. And they want to be with service. They don't think it's wrong for a farmer to sell his or her crops, but somehow for them to make money, there's this mental that happens, right? And so this is one way to get by that, where you're providing something that they can freely pass around and hand out to their friends and so forth that's truly going to make a difference for them in whatever solution that you're providing. And perhaps that can be something to help folks get past that whole money issue that goes on.
Well, I was brought up, what I heard the most was, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. And, you know,
right.
We didn't have a lot of money. And so I grew up thinking that I needed to be poor. That's just the normal way things were. And, you know, it took me a while to get over that. Good point.
Yep.
Thankfully, I did get over it.
Right.
Well, let's remind folks one more time where they can get Easy Money Bots, shall we?
Yes, they can go over they can go to profitablestorytelling.com/bots, B-O-T-S, and they can check out Easy Money Bots for themselves. And, you get a sample book to kind of send out just to see how it works right away. There are several different PLR books that you can take and rework for your niche, or you can take your own free reports and different things and turn those into these Easy Money Bots that go around. Of course, there is an affiliate program and everything, so definitely go and check that out and let that be a tool that you have that can get you more traction, more leads, certainly money, all those different things that come with it.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda, what else, while we have Frank, do you want to know about how Frank has used relationships to build his business.
You know, I remember a story that you told about a time when you had a little tete-a-tete with John Delemmy. You know what I'm talking about, Frank?
Not really.
There was a time when John Delemmy was talking about the power of having money, and you were in a little different space in your life at that point. And you were kind of going, well,
it's not all about money. Yeah, I said, it's not all about money. And he shook his finger at me and basically said, don't give me that crap. We just gave $100,000 to a crisis pregnancy clinic, and that's what you can do with money. Yes, I remember that. Thank you.
So that's really powerful. And then there was a time, tell about what you did for your church, if you would.
Well, Carol and I like to cook for groups and things like that, you know, when we have the potlucks and stuff like that. We like to cook. And the kitchen that we had in our church was way, way, way too small without anything, really. So I went to the elders of our church. I'd drawn out some plans. I said, we need to expand the kitchen out over here. We need to put a stock pot stove over here. We need some convection ovens. And I'd like to pay for it. And that night, I sat down and I wrote the biggest check I'd ever written in my life, tears streaming down my face. And I called up John, forgetting that he's on the East Coast, so I woke him up. Tell him how much that had meant to me, I was thinking of him when I was able to write out this big check. And, you know, now we're able to give more money than we ever made before in our lives. And it's such a blessing.
Thank you. I still get tears every time I hear that, and I knew it was coming. It's so powerful, and that's really the thing that a lot of people get hang-ups around stuff when what's really important is what you were just talking about right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the ability to help people. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, you know, I've got 7 daughters over here now that absolutely are incredible. They range from 23 years old to 1. And
wow.
They're absolutely...
Quite a range.
Yeah, quite a range. And, you know, we get to be in their lives now, which is it's a total blessing for us. I don't know what Sarah would have done otherwise.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing Easy Money Bots with our listeners. Again, profitablestorytelling.com/bots. Rhonda and I will be back here next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101. But do go over and check out Easy Money Bots. And if you're not making money in your business right now, if you're not growing a list right now, really do yourself a favor and get started with that right now. The sooner you get started, the sooner you're going to start to see results. And Frank, thank you again for being here. It's been great talking to you, and I will get my instant video over to you and Scott later today.
Wow. Thanks so much. Okay, then I'm going to go right over.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Tell Carol
you
said hello.
Will do. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.